I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Israel's government today approved new incentives to entice people to move to Jewish settlements in the West Bank. In Israel, the move is seen as a matter of internal politics. Palestinians say it's all a part of Israel's plan to undermine a future Palestinian state. The issue of settlements is indeed a perennial deal-breaker in the Middle East. The World's Matthew Bell recently visited one settlement called Migron that's in the political spotlight right now.
About 50 Jewish Israeli families, 300 or so people in all, live at Migron. It's mostly a cluster of mobile homes on a treeless hilltop outside the Palestinian city of Ramallah. Migron is the largest of the so-called illegal outposts scattered throughout the West Bank. But in the case of Israeli settlements, illegal doesn't necessarily mean unsanctioned. Itai Chemo is spokesman for the Migron community.
If you look over here, you can see there's an electricity pole. I cannot bring it on my own. It's the country who put it over here, the state.
You're pointing to the pole with the electric lines.
There's 12 years that this place is in existence, 10 years since families came in, and all the houses that you see here were brought in by the Ministry of Housing. The Ministry of Defense built the roads over here and all the infrastructure.
The same goes for the water, Chemo says. But now, thanks to a recent Supreme Court decision, the future of Migron is uncertain. The judges ruled that Migron was built illegally on private Palestinian land, and they ordered the government to evict the residents and demolish their homes by the end of March. Again, Itai Chemo.
It's the most horrific thing that a country can do to its people.
But there's another group of people just down the hill from Migron who aren't happy with the situation either. They're the residents of the Palestinian village of Burqa.
So what are we looking at?
Cemetery. Our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, our great-great-grandfathers. Do they have a cemetery over there? We belong. This is our proof that this land is ours.
A native of the village, who's also a U.S. citizen, doesn't want to give his name, but he's happy to share his opinions. Migron never should have been built, he says, and the settlers there now should be evicted, according to Israel's own rule of law.
Who did they buy the land from? What gives them the right to take the land? They say, God gave us this. God said in the Bible that this is our land. What about us? It's apartheid. That's all it is. We're looked upon as nothing. We don't belong here. We're a nuisance.
Palestinians seriously doubt Migron will ever be evacuated. That's despite the fact that Israel's defense minister has said it's out of the question for settlers to remain on private Palestinian land. There is also a precedent for demolishing illegal buildings at Migron. It happened last September. Settlers tussled with Israeli police as bulldozers knocked down two houses. It was the kind of scene that pro-settler politicians say cannot be repeated, regardless of the Supreme Court decision. Vice Premier Sylvan Shalom recently paid a visit to Migron and weighed in on the issue. We need to find a noble compromise, Shalom said. What does that mean? It appears the Israeli government is going to build the residents of Migron new homes on another West Bank hilltop, about a mile from where they live now. It's not clear how long this would take, but Peace Now, an Israeli organization that opposes the settlements, says the deal would essentially reward settlers for breaking the law. Peace Now's Itai Mizrav.
The deals that they're trying to make are absurd because we already passed the deals part and we already passed the debating part. And we're now in the part when after so many years that this injustice is taking place, the Supreme Court said that Migron should not be where it is right now. This is supposed to be the final stage.
The Prime Minister's spokesman, Mark Regev, says he agrees. The law is clear and the Supreme Court has spoken. Migron has to be evacuated by the end of March. But Regev says finding a compromise is about avoiding violence.
We are seeking a negotiated solution involving a voluntary relocation. But if that's not possible, I have to be clear, the Supreme Court's decisions will be implemented.
that would still leave about 100 illegal West Bank outposts in legal limbo. So to resolve the question, the Israeli government has just put together a committee of legal experts to look at ways of legalizing the illegal outposts once and for all. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.